When I was in high school, I ran in track.
当我在高中的时候呢，我参加长跑队。
First race I ran was the 880 meter race, which is two laps around the track field.
我第一次比赛呢，就是要跑880个尺，就是800米，要围着操场转两圈。
First time I ran the race, my running buddy told me, stay right beside me and you'll do fine.
我第一次跑的时候呢，我的好朋友就告诉我说，你要紧紧的跟着我。
After a few strides, I thought, man, my friend's really slow. I'm going to leave him in the dust.
当跑了一会儿以后，我发现，我想我的朋友跑得太慢了，那我就丢弃他，就往前跑。
So I left him in the dust and...By the end of the first lap, I was in second place, right behind the leader.
当跑完一圈以后呢，我已经跑到第二个的位置，只比前面的人就是在他的后面。
But after the first lap, a strange thing happened.
但跑完一圈以后呢，奇怪的事情发生了。
One of the runners passed me by.
其中有一个人超过了我。
And then another runner passed me by.
又有一个人超过了我。
Another and another and another.
后来又有一个，又有一个，有很多超过了我。
The good news is, by the end of the race, I was in second place.
好的是呢，比赛结束以后我是第二名。
But the bad news was that was second to the last place.
但是呢，其实我是倒数第二。
The guy in last place must have been really slow.
最后一个可能真的是太慢了。
I learned an important lesson that day.
在那一天呢，我学到一个很重要的功课。
Doesn't matter if you start strong, if you don't finish strong.
就是呢，即使你开始跑得很快呢，但并不意味着你就要可以得第一名。
Same thing is true in the spiritual world.
所以在属灵的事情上也是这样。
Doesn't matter if you start strong, if you don't finish strong.
就是你开始的时候有一个好的开始，并不意味着你最后可以得胜。
The beginning of each school year, Ithaca Church's worship attendance begins to soar.
当学期开始的时候呢，伊萨克的教会呢，它出勤人数是非常的多。
All the freshmen are coming in and taking a look at different churches.
当新生来的时候呢，他们就去看不同的教会。
Attendance gradually begins to sink as freshmen begin to take their prelims.
当这些学生们开始他们要学期结业考试的时候呢，这些出人数教会的人数就越来越低，越来越少。
See, it doesn't matter if you start strong if you don't finish strong.
所以看来就是有一个好的开始，并不一定有一个好的结束。
Many students sizzle for Christ when they're involved in a college ministry.
很多学生呢，他们开始在大学里面，他们非常热心的服侍神。
But many of these same students, once they're out in the real world after they graduate, they fizzle out for Christ because they can't find a church that fits their needs.
可是非常遗憾的是，当这些学生走向社会的时候呢，他们因为找不到合适他们的教会呢，他们就慢慢对神的事情冷淡了。
But it doesn't matter if you start strong, if you don't finish strong.
所以看来你有一个好的开始，并不一定有好的结束。
Many Christians start out their spiritual lives on fire, and they have this passion to make a huge impact for Christ in their lives.
我们很多的基督徒在开始的时候，他们真的是下定决心呢，要过一个得胜的生活来荣耀神。
But once they begin their middle age years, they become cynical or lazy and.They really don't end up doing that much for Christ.
可是到了他们到了中年的时候呢，他们就变得很愤世嫉俗，或者他们越来越懒惰了，所以他们也不能为神做什么。
It doesn't matter if you start strong if you don't finish strong.
所以看来有好的开始，并不一定有好的结束。
So how do you want to finish this semester?
所以你这个学期想怎么样来度过
？With a fizzle or with a sizzle?
你是是退步的呢，还是要积极上进的
？How do you want to finish your years at Cornell？
你想怎么样来完成 Cornell 的学业
？With a lethargy or with lethargy or with a legacy？
你是懒惰无为的呢，还是可以给周围有一个积极的影响？
How do you want to finish your life?
你想怎么样度过你的一生？
In retirement or in revival?
是死气沉沉的呢，还是朝气蓬勃的？
I don't know about you, but I want to finish the race strong.
我不知道你怎么样，但是我想有一个得胜的结束。
I imagine most of us want to finish strong.
我想我们很多人都希望有一个得胜的结束。
The question is, how can we finish strong?
但是问题是，就我们怎么样可以最终得胜呢？
How can we finish the semester strong?
我们怎么样才能这个学期有一个好的结束？
How can you finish your time in college strong?
你怎么样在大学里面有一个很好的学业的结束？
How can we finish our lives strong?
我们怎么样有一个得胜的结果？
You could find some valuable insights by taking a look at the book of 2 Timothy.
我们可以从提摩太后书呢看到一些很重要的观点。
Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, who was his protege and was a young pastor.
使徒保罗呢，他给年轻的提摩太呢写的这封信。
He wrote this letter shortly before he died, and most likely it is the last written words that we have from the Apostle Paul.
他这封信可能是他在死前最后写的一封信，也很有可能是他就是在最后写的这一封信。
In the last chapter of this book, the Apostle Paul triumphantly writes, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
在这部书的最后一章呢，保罗他非常得胜的宣称说，那美好的仗我已打过了，当跑的路我已经跑完了，所信的道我已经守住了。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying, I'm about ready to die. Praise God, I have finished strong.
换句话说，保罗他这样想，虽然我就要死了，但是感谢神，我有一个得胜的生命。
But what was it about the Apostle Paul in which he could be so triumphant and could declare this with such confidence?
为什么保罗可以这样确信的有这样一个胜利的宣称呢？
What did he do so that he could finish his life strong?
他都做了什么以至于他可以有一个得胜的生命？
We can discover the answer to that question by taking a look at a self-portrait of the Apostle Paul when he was an elderly man.
我们可以看从保罗在年老的时候他的一个自我的画像呢可以找到答案。
The portrait was not brushed with oil on campus.
这个自我的画像呢不是画在油布上的。
But it's painted with words on parchment.
是在写在羊圈的字句里面的。
This portrait is not painting his outward appearance.
这也不是画出他外表的一个形象。
Instead, it's portraying his inward character.
而是描述了他内在的品格。
The self-portrait can be found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8.
他自我的画像呢，可以在提摩太后书四章16节找到。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul gives us his perspective about his present life, his past.And also his future.
在这段经文里面，使徒保罗他讲到他现在的生活，他曾经的成就以及他将来要得的奖赏。
Each of these three perspectives reveals a trait that the Apostle Paul has, and that a Christian who finished strong has.
从这些特点里面，我们也看到可以怎么样成为一个得胜的基督徒。
So as we look at each of these traits, let's ask ourselves some probing questions.
当我们来看这些品格的时候呢，也让我们来问问我们自己。
Like, what will I look like when I'm on my deathbed?
就是当我们要离世的时候，我们应该是一个怎么样的情况？
Am I developing these three traits in my life so that I can finish strong at the end of the semester?
我是不是在我的生命中在培养这些品格以至于我这个学期能够有一个很好的结束。
So I can finish strong at the end of my college career.
是不是我在培养这些品格以至于我在大学学业可以有一个很好的结束。
so I can finish strong at the end of my life.
我是不是在我的生命结束的时候可以有一个真实得胜的生命？
So if you have your Bibles today, take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 through 6 through 8, and we're going to discover these three traits we should develop in our lives so that we can finish strong.
所以让我们翻开我们的圣经来看一下提摩太后书四章六到八五到八节。
First trait can be found in the Apostle Paul's perspective on his present situation in which he was writing 2 Timothy.
第一个它的特点呢，我们可以在四章六节可以看到。
This trait can be found in 2 Timothy 4 verse 6.
可以在四章六节可以看到它的第一个特点。
For I already am being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
What is a drink offering?
被浇奠是什么意思？
What did the Apostle Paul mean when he said that he was being poured out like a drink offering?
保罗这里说他被浇奠到底是什么意思？
In Numbers chapter 15, God told the Jews to sacrifice to him in three different ways.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Oh, in Numbers chapter 15, God told the Jews that we should offer sacrifices to him in three parts.
在民数记十五章呢，神告诉以色列人的献祭的三个方面。
First sacrifice was a burnt offering in which they sacrificed an animal to God on an altar.
就是第一个献祭呢，就是要献燔祭，把牲畜献上作为燔祭献给神。
Second sacrifice was a meal offering, which was a mixture of grain and oil that was added onto the animal sacrifice.
第二个呢就是素祭，就是把面和酒调和，然后跟牲畜一起献上。
And the third sacrifice was a drink offering that was poured on top of the meal offering and the burnt offering.
第三个呢就是奠祭，就是把葡萄酒呢和素祭还有燔祭一起献上。
And as the worshipper poured the wine on top of the meal offering and on top of the burnt offering, the wine would drip off the animal and onto the burning coals.
所以当献祭的人把这个葡萄酒跟素祭还有燔祭一起献上的时候，当这葡萄酒从祭品祭物上流下来，浇到煤炭上的时候呢，就有清香的气发出来。
As the wine hit the coals, it evaporated, and the aroma rose from the altar into the presence of God.
所以当这葡萄酒一接触到这个煤炭的时候呢，就有清香的气散发出来，到神的面前。
As the worshipper poured out his offering, wine offering, it was like he was saying, "This is a symbol of my wholehearted devotion to my Lord."
当敬拜者把这样子奠祭献给神的时候，就是他在说，我是要把我所有的都献给神。
I'm holding nothing back.
我没有任何的保留。
And so when the Apostle Paul was saying that he was being poured out like a drink offering, he was actually awaiting his execution from the emperor Nero.
当保罗讲到我以浇奠上去的时候，其实他是在正在等在罗马皇帝尼禄要处死他。
It's as if the apostle Paul was saying, "It looks like I'm about to offer my final sacrifice."
就像保罗在说，我要把我最后的祭献上。
I'm not going to hold anything back.
我没有任何的保留。
Or 30 years ago, when I became a Christian, I dedicated my life to the Lord and I offered my life as a burnt offering to God.
当我在三十年以前，我把我自己献给神的时候，我就像这样一个燔祭，把我生命献给神。
I told God you could do anything with my life.
我告诉神说，你可以在我的生命中使用我做任何的事情。
And as the years went by, I kept on adding on that meal offering. As I kept on saying, God, this is another area that I am dedicating to you.
在后来的日子，他也越来越把素祭献给神，就说神，我愿意把我 更多的献给你。
And now there's just one more sacrifice that I need to make.
现在呢，他有最后一个要献给神的。
I will not deny my faith to save my life.
我不因为要存命呢来放弃我的信仰。
I'd rather die for Christ than to deny my Christ.
我宁愿为神死，而不愿意离弃神。
When I die for Christ, my blood will be poured out like a drink offering for Him.
当我把我的为神而死的时候，我的血就像一个奠祭献给神。
I've already given everything else to Christ.
我已经把所有的都献给神了。
Now my blood will be poured out like wine to my Savior, who poured out His blood for me.
现在我把我的血像葡萄酒一样的就这样子献给神，因为我的神也是为我死。
That's the first trait of a Christian who finishes strong.
就是一个得胜的基督徒他第一个要有的特点。
A Christian who finishes strong is willing to die for Christ.
就是一个得胜的基督徒，他愿意为神死。
But the Apostle Paul dying for Christ is not a hypothetical situation.
我们知道保罗他为神死呢，并不是一个假设的一个情况。
He was certain that it was going to happen, and it actually did happen.
他知道这个一定要发生，而且确实发生了。
According to church tradition.Nero sent two of his aristocrats to the Apostle Paul to bring him the verdict of his upcoming execution.
按照教会的规矩呢，尼禄皇帝呢，他要派两个士兵呢，把他的判决书带给保罗。
When the aristocrats found the Apostle Paul, he was actually leading a Bible study.
当这些卫士来的时候，他们发现呢，保罗在给别人讲福音，讲圣经。
They decided to listen to him before they told him the bad news.
他们就想决定呢，在告诉他这个坏消息以前呢，他们也想听一听。
And the Holy Spirit convicted them of their sin, and so they actually asked the Apostle Paul to pray for them so that they would believe in Jesus.
圣灵在他们心里面做工，让他们看到他们的罪。他们甚至要求保罗呢，让他们可以相信神。
The Apostle Paul said that he was confident that they would become Christians. He said that after you believe, make sure that you get baptized near my sepulcher.
保罗知道他们要成为基督徒，而且告诉他们，如果你们相信了以后，就要受洗。
Soon the soldiers came and took the Apostle Paul out of the city and to the place of his execution.
后来士兵们来了，把保罗带到行外的再到城外的执行场。
And then they sliced the Apostle Paul's head off with a sword.
他们用剑呢把保罗的头砍下来。
And as his head rolled off to the floor, Apostle Paul's blood was like it was being poured out.Is a drink offering to the Lord.
所以当保罗人头落地的时候，他的血就像这样一个浇奠的祭流出来，来献给神。
Are you willing to be poured out as a drink offering for Christ?
你愿意不愿意就像保罗一样，作为一个浇奠的祭来献给神呢
？In other words, are you willing to die for Christ?
换句话说，你是不是愿意为神死
？Unfortunately, martyrdom is not merely a historical footnote.
不幸的是呢，殉道是不是在历史中的一个注释
？In fact, more Christians were martyred in the 20th century than all the previous centuries combined.
事实上是呢，在二十世纪呢，有更多的殉道士殉道，比以往都要多得多。
Today, approximately 170,000 Christians are martyred every year.
现在呢，每一年大概有170,000多的殉道士都会被杀害。
It's true that not very many people die for Christ in the United States of America.
当然呢，我们知道这些殉道士呢，并不是在美国。
But what would you do if our government no longer tolerated Christians because they thought we were too intolerant?
但是如果我们的政府认为我们基督徒太不容太 就是觉得我们不能再容忍我们基督徒啊，会怎么样？
Do you continue to love your enemies, but also continue to not approve of their immoral behavior and their false religion?
啊，虽然你还是爱你的仇敌，但是你还可以还会这样子一直不能够容忍他们的不道德的情况吗？
Would you be willing to die for what they considered intolerance?
你是不是因为你的不容忍，你会被处死？你愿意吗
？You say that's crazy.
你会说这太不可思议了。
Tolerant people don't kill intolerant people.
这些可以忍耐的人不会就是杀害这些不能有忍耐度有限的。
With the John the Baptist, his head was chopped off because he spoke out against King Herod's infidelity.
我们知道世许约翰呢，他是就是因为他反对提出希律王的不忠而被处死的。
And first century Christians were allowed to believe in Jesus as long as they also declared that Caesar was Lord.
在第一个世纪呢，可以允许基督徒呢相信神，但是呢，他们也必须要承认凯撒也是神。
Those who are too intolerant to say that Caesar also was Lord, many of them were killed.
这些人呢，这些人呢，他们甚至说凯撒也是神。
Somebody said, either deny Christ or you'll be killed. What would you say?
或者说你或者放弃神。否则的话，你就被会处死。那你怎么想
？You'd rather die for Christ than deny Christ. And you're like the Apostle Paul, and you have the first trait of somebody who can finish strong.
如果你宁愿为神而死，那你就像保罗一样呢？你有第一个得胜生活的特性。
Second trait of a Christian who finishes strong can be found in the Apostle Paul's perspective of his past, which he writes about in verse 7.
第二个可以得胜的基督徒第二个特性呢，就是在使徒保罗他写在他过去的成就上面显示出来。
I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I have kept the faith.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Apostle Paul was able to look back on his life and he was able to say that he had given his best effort.
说当保罗他回顾他一生的时候，他可以说他把他所有的都献上。
The second trait of a Christian who finishes strong.
这就是得胜基督徒的第二个特点。
Doesn't necessarily have to be the best, but he is committed to do his best.
但并不是说你一定要成为那最好的，但是至少你是把自己最好的献上。
Apostle Paul is able to say that he did his best in three different areas.
使徒保罗他说他在三方面他把自己最好的献上。
First, he fought the good fight.
第一个就是说那美好的仗他已经打过了。
In the original language, the Apostle Paul was saying that he agonized the good agony.
在原文呢，使徒保罗他是这样说，他是尽心竭力的劳苦。
And so this Greek term agonizomai.Means to expend excessive effort and energy into some sort of contest.
这个希腊文说劳苦就是在一个竞争的环，在一个征战的环境中，他尽了所有的全力。
The term could be used in boxing or wrestling or running or even in battling in a war.
这个字呢可以用在拳击上，可以用在比赛上面，或者甚至打仗上面，摔跤上面。
Colossians 1 verse 29, the Apostle Paul puts it this way, I labor to the point of sweat and exhaustion, striving according to his power, always agonizing, always working, always laboring.
哥罗西书保罗这样说，我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能，尽心竭力。
Apostle Paul knew that the Christian life is like a intense competition, which you need to give it his 110% effort.
使徒保罗知道基督徒的生活始终都是在一个竞技的状态，他必须付上110%的努力。
We'd have to do that if he was going to experience victory, if he was going to finish strong.
如果你想成功，你想最后得胜的话，你一定要这样做。
Knowing that God's energy was working inside of him, it didn't cause him to ease up.
知道神的大能大力在他心里运行，并没有让他懒惰下来。
Instead, it motivated him to work harder.
反而更是让他激励他可以更加努力的去做。
So who was the Apostle Paul competing against?
所以使徒保罗他是在跟谁征战？
Ephesians 6, he says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of the world, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies.
在以弗所书六章他这样说，我并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
How do we as Christians compete against dark spiritual forces?
作为基督徒我们怎么样跟这些黑暗的势力来征战呢？
In Colossians 4 verse 12, the Apostle Paul writes about how Epaphras agonized in prayer for the Colossians so that they would stand firm in all the will of the God, mature and fully assured.
在哥罗西书四章十二节，以巴佛他是这样子竭力的为哥罗西人的圣徒来祷告，他说在神面前一切的旨意得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
For Epaphras, prayer was not preparation for the battle.
我们知道，这个以巴佛的祷告呢，并不是为征战来做准备。
Prayer was the battle.
他的祷告呢，就是征战。
How often do we agonize in our prayer?
我们是不是常常在祷告中，我们是竭力的来祷告吗？
Most of us agonize in other areas in our life, and as a result, we have experienced success.
但是我们很多人都是在其他的方面来劳作、竭力、努力、以至于我们可以有一些成功。
We've agonized in our studies. We've studied excessive hours, and as a result, we've gotten exceptional grades.
我们尽心竭力的来学习，花很多的时间，以至于我们可以得到很好的成绩。
We've agonized in our studies, and as a result, we've gotten exceptional jobs.
我们也在大学里面努力尽心的学习，这样子我们可以找到好的工作。
We agonize in the pursuit of our romantic interest, and as a result, we have exceptional sweethearts.
我们也在有一个洛曼蒂克的关系中，我们也是在尽心竭力以至于我们可以找到一个好心爱的人。
When it comes to prayer, when it comes to reading the word, when it comes to witnessing, we give in to the path of least resistance.
但是当想到我们在祷告以及在服事上的时候呢，我们就没有那么样的积极。
We only do these things when we feel like it, and when we do, we end up putting in a weak effort.
当我们做这些事情的时候，我们是只是在我们想做的时候才做，而且我们也并没有那么努力。
Then we wonder why our spiritual lives are not exceptional.
所以这是为什么我们的属灵的生活并不是那样子的得胜。
Can you imagine if professional athletes only practice when they felt like it?
你可以想象这些职业的运动员，他们只是在他们想训练的时候才训练，他们可以吗？
They would also experience a lot of defeat.
那当然他们不会，他们会经常的被打败。
Do you want to finish strong?
你想最后得胜吗？
Then agonize the good agony.
所以你要尽心竭力的来劳苦。
The Apostle Paul writes that that he did his best by finishing. Also, he also writes that he did his best by finishing the race.
他也写到他当跑的路都跑完了。
In other words, he made it to the finish line without quitting.
换句话说呢，他在最后冲刺的时候，他没有放弃。
Are you finishing the race that God put you into?
你是在神给你的冲刺中在没有放弃吗？
Or do you get halfway through the race and saying like, man, my side aches. I think I'm going to just like sit down and relax.
还是你在这个跑的过程中你觉得说我要放松一下，我要先休息一下。
When the going gets tough, do you keep on going?
当有困难来的时候你还坚持吗？
God calls us to love and cherish our spouses until the end of our lives.
神告诉我们说要爱我们的配偶直到我们生命结束的时候。
What happens when our spouses disappoint us?
但是当我们的配偶让我们失望的时候我们怎么样？
Unfortunately, sometimes, some of us just stop treating our spouses special.
非常遗憾的是很多时候我们不再珍惜我们的配偶。
Some of us even consider divorce.
甚至有人想到要离婚。
We need to make a commitment to keep loving our spouse until we get to the finish line.
我们要真的是要委身，也是要一直的爱我们的配偶，直到我们走完这世界上的路。
God calls us to love our church no matter what happens.
神呼召我们要爱我们的教会，无论怎样都要爱我们的教会。
But what happens when we see hypocrisy in the church?
但是你当在教会里看到假冒伪善的人的时候，你会怎么样？
Or what happens when our church doesn't seem to meet our needs?
或者说教会不能满足我们的需要，你会怎么样？
Some Christians stop serving in the church.
有些基督徒呢，他们就不在教会里服侍了。
Some Christians even stop attending worship services.
他们甚至也不来敬拜了。
Start looking at church as something that is an option.
他们甚至把来不来教会只是是一个可有可无的事情。
We need to make a commitment to keep on keeping on loving our church way up to the finish line.
我们应该就是委身我们的教会一直到最后。
Looking back on this past semester, can you say that you left some things undone?
当你回顾过去的这个学期，你有没有想到有哪些事情你觉得你没有做？
You can't change what you did this past semester, but you can change your future.
当然你过去没有做的已经不能改变了，但是呢你可以为将来要做的可以负责。
You can make sure that by the end of the semester, you will be able to look back and say, I finished the race.
你可以说当这个学期结束的时候，你非常自豪地说我这个学期做得很好。
You can also live a life so that when you're on your deathbed, you'll be able to look back and say, yeah, I finished what God wanted me to accomplish.
当你那有一天面临死亡的时候，你可以回顾你自己的人生，你也可以自豪地说是的，我已经完成了神托付我的。
When the Apostle Paul looked back on his life, he not only knew that he had given his best by agonizing the agony and by finishing the race, but he also knew that he had given his best by keeping the faith.
所以保罗回顾他不仅打那美好的仗，而且完成了他当跑的，而且他也说我持守住了我所信的。
In other words, he kept on believing that the Bible was the word of God.
换句话说他就是始终相信圣经就是神的话。
Kept on believing that Jesus was the Messiah.
他始终相信耶稣就是那个救世主。
Kept on believing that Jesus was the only way to get to heaven by believing that he died on the cross for his sins.
他始终的都是认为耶稣是那唯一通向天堂的道路，他死在十字架上为我们而死。
None of the agonies that he agonized, none of the doubts, none of the persecutions, none of the tragedies, and none of the temptations had wrestled that firm faith that Paul had in Jesus.
没有任何的疑惑，没有任何的痛苦、苦难，没有任何的诱惑，都可以让他可以失去信心。
Billy Graham and Charles Templeton were both evangelists back in the 1940s.
Billy Graham 和Charlie Templeton 呢，他们在40年代呢都是非常著名的布道家。
Back in those days, they were close friends.
在那时候呢，他们是非常好的朋友。
Many people felt like Templeton would make a bigger impact on this world for Jesus than Billy Graham would.
很多人当时认为呢，Templeton 呢，他可能比 Billy Graham 还可以造成更大的影响，为了。在神的施工上可以造成更大的影响。
But Charles Templeton ended up denying his faith and becoming an atheist.
但是我们知道Charles Templeton 呢他后来呢放弃了神的信仰，他成为一个无神论者。
Shortly before he died in 2001 at the age of 86, he wrote a book entitled Farewell to God.
在他86岁要去世以前呢，他写了一本书叫告别神。
In this book he wrote about a pivotal conversation that he hadwith Billy Graham when they were both still young men.
在这本书里他谈到当他和 Billy Graham 都是还是在年轻的时候呢，他记述了一个他们有的一个非常重要的一个谈话。
Templeton was trying to convince Billy Graham to enroll with him in Princeton Seminary so that together they could study the Christian faith more critically.
Templeton 他讲到呢，他那时候呢想说服 Billy Graham 让他和他一起呢去上普林斯顿的神学院呢，这样他们可以一起来研究基督信仰。
And this is Templeton's account of the conversation.
这是 Templeton 他记下来的这样一个谈话。
All our differences came to head in the discussion, which better than anything I know explains.Billy Graham and his phenomenal success as an evangelist.
在这个真的是非常激烈的谈话中呢，我发现我们最大的不同，而且呢也看出呢 Billy Graham 他为什么是这样一个杰出的布道家。
In the course of our conversation, I said, "But Billy, it's simply not possible any longer to believe, for instance, the biblical account of creation."
在谈话中呢，我就说，Billy， 其实不能简单的就相信圣经上所说的创造。
The world was not created over a period of days a few thousand years ago. It has evolved over millions of years.
我们的世界呢，并不是在几千年以前，就是在几天中就创造的，而它是呢，是慢慢的在几百年中演变出来的。
It's not a matter of speculation. It's a demonstrable fact.
这并不是一个推测，而是可以证明的一个事实。
I don't accept that, Billy said.
Billy 他说我并不接受这样的说法。
And there are reputable scholars who don't.
当然也有一些很声望的学者呢，他们也不接受这样的说法。
Who are these scholars? I asked.
那我就说，那这些学者是谁呢？
Men in conservative colleges, Christian colleges?
就是那些在神学院里面那些保守的那些人吗？
Most of them, yes, he said.
Billy Graham, 他说是，很多人是的。
But that is not the point.
但是呢，问题不在这里。
I believe the Genesis account of creation because it is in the Bible.
我相信创世纪所说的创造呢，因为它是在圣经里面说的，记载的。
I discovered something in my ministry.
我在我的事工中呢，我发现。
When I take the Bible literally.
当我接受圣经上的每一个字每一句话的时候。
When I proclaim it as the word of God.
当我宣称这是神的话的时候。
My preaching has power.
我的布道呢，就是有能力。
When I stand on the platform and says God says or the Bible says, the Holy Spirit uses me.
当我站在台上，我说圣经这样说，神这样说的时候呢，圣灵就使用我。
There are results.
这就是结果。
Wiser men than you or I have been arguing questions like these for centuries.
比我们聪明的人呢，他们讨论这个问题呢，已经很多年，很几百年了。
I don't have the time or the intellect to examine all sides of the theological dispute, so I have decided.Once for all, to stop questioning and accepting the Bible as God's word.
我没有时间，也没有这样子的智慧呢，来分析这些各个方面的神学的这样的问题。我决定，我就是要接受圣经上所说的一切。
But Billy, I protested, you cannot do that.
但是我反对说 ，Billy， 你不能这么做。
You don't dare stop thinking about the most important questions in life.
你不可能就是不停止思考在生命中最重要的事情。
Do it and you begin to die.
如果你这样做的话，那你就已经迈向死亡。
It's intellectual suicide.
这就是智慧的死亡。
I don't know about anyone else, he said.
他说我不知道别人怎么样。
But I've decided that that is the path for me.
但是我已经决定，这就是我要接受的。
That conversation took place over 50 years ago.
这样的对话呢，在是在50年以前发生的。
Since then, Charles Templeton died in his skepticism.
这以后呢，Charles Templeton 呢，他在怀疑中死去。
When he was facing his death, he told Lee Strobel that he missed the Jesus that he knew when he was a young man.
当他要死的时候，他说他非常想念在他年轻时候所相信的那个耶稣。
Billy Graham is 93 years old today.
Billy Graham 现在他93岁。
He has kept his faith and he still enjoys his relationship with Jesus.
他持守了他的信心，而且他直到今天还跟神有美好的关系。
Which path will you choose?
那你选择怎么样的道路呢？
The path of skepticism or the path of faith?
你是选择怀疑呢，还是你要选择相信？
Many church kids come to universities like Cornell and end up losing their faith in Jesus.
我们知道很多去教会的孩子们，他们上了像考内奥这样大学以后呢，他们就放弃了他们的信仰。
All their professors seem like skeptics, and skepticism seems to be the scholarly perspective.
他们的教授呢，看起来都是怀疑的，而且他们的怀疑呢，也是一个专家的一个想法。
They end up rejecting Christianity as a religion for the simple-minded.
他们拒绝基督信仰呢，就是因为这样简单的原因。
Or they reject Christianity because it's too confining.
或者他们拒绝基督的信仰呢，是因为这个信仰太狭隘了。
Or they reject it because they see too many hypocrites in the church.
或者他们放弃基督信仰，是因为他们在教会里看到太多假冒伪善的人。
For example, there was a student who came to this church a few times when he was a freshman, and even attended a Bible study with me in apologetics.
有一个新来的考内奥新生呢，他来我们教会来了几次，他甚至参加我们的圣经学习。
But then he ended up dropping out of church by the time he was a sophomore.
但他到大二的时候呢，他就不来教会了。
I went to his Facebook yesterday, and there on his info page, he listed the two men that inspired him as Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens.
昨天我看了一下他的 Facebook 呢，我发现呢，他把Charles Duncan 还有Christopher Hinkinson 当做他的被激励他的人。
Both of them are hardcore atheists.
这两个人都是非常出名的无神论者。
And on his webpage, he has a link to a video entitled "I Hate Religion and Jesus Too."
在他的在他的网页上呢，他有一个小的录像，上面的标题就是说我恨基督教，我也恨耶稣。我恨宗教，也恨耶稣。
I'm praying that someday his Facebook will change in his and also his heart, and it will say, "I love Jesus."
我为他祷告，也希望有一天呢，他可以说我爱耶稣。
Something happened along the way.
我们知道在中间也是发生有事情发生。
While so many Cornell students keep their faith even though they had crises of faith, this young man gave up his faith when he had a crisis of faith.
我们知道很多的考内奥的学生呢，他们在虽然在追求信仰中有很多的危机，但是他们还是持守了他们的信仰。但是这个学生呢，他只有一个危机，他就放弃了他的信仰。
He didn't do enough studying that conservative Christian scholars had for the questions that he had about his life.
他没有认认真真的来思考在他生命中的重要的事情。
So how about you?
那你怎么样呢？
When you finish this semester, will you be able to say that you've kept your faith?
当这个学期结束的时候，你可以说我持守住我的信仰吗？信心吗？
When you graduate from Cornell, will you be able to say you kept your faith?
当你从考内奥毕业的时候，你可以说我持守住了我的信心。
When you're lying on your deathbed, will you be able to say you have kept your faith?
当你在你离世的病床上的时候，你会不会说我持守住了我的信心？
Well, you have kept your faith in spite of the doubts, the persecutions, the tragedies and temptations that came along.
尽管有疑惑，有诱惑，也有艰难的事情，但是你还会不会持守你的信心呢？
When you're on your deathbed, will you end up saying, I miss Jesus? Or will you be able to say, I still love Jesus?
当你在离世的床上的时候，你是说我想耶稣呢，还是说我持守住了我的信心？
When I was going through a crisis of faith when I was a young man, the following words helped me keep my faith in the midst of my darkness.
当我在年轻的时候，我有遇到危机的时候，有这样一句话，它激励我，让我可以持守住我的信心。
Never doubt in the darkness what God has shown you in the light.
不要在黑暗处呢，怀疑神像在光明处向你显现的。
So Paul was able to finish strong because he looked at his present situation and knew that he was willing to die.
保罗他持守住了他的信心，他虽然知道他要离世了。
And he looked at his past situation and he knew that he had done his best.
当他回忆他过去所做的，他知道他竭尽了全力。
And now in verse 8, he looks at his future situation and he reveals the third trait of a Christian who finishes strong.
当我们看第八节的时候呢，也看到作为得胜的基督徒第三个特性是什么？
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Third reason why the Apostle Paul was able to finish well was because he was confident that he had invested his life well into eternity.
我们知道保罗他有一个得胜的生命呢，第三点是因为他渴望神。
What kind of rewards would the Apostle Paul receive in heaven?
那使徒保罗在天堂得到什么样的奖赏？
First reward that the Apostle Paul mentions is a crown of righteousness.
第一个奖赏呢，就是公义的冠冕。
What is a crown of righteousness?
什么是公义的冠冕？
The word for crown refers to a wreath that was placed on a person's head when they won a race in the Greek Olympics.
这个冠冕呢，就是指在奥林匹赛中得到冠军的时候呢，给你的头上有一个给你这个花环的奖励。
So the Apostle Paul is referring to the victor's wreath that he would receive as a reward for pouring out his life as a drink offering, agonizing the good agony, a reward for finishing the race and keeping the faith.
所以他这里在讲他要得到一个胜利的一个花环，是因为他打了那美好的仗，跑了那当跑的路，以及他持守住了他的信心。
The Apostle Paul says that he's not the only one who will receive that victor's crown.
保罗他也说他不是不仅仅他要得到这样的冠冕。
He says that all those who are longing for the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ will also receive that victor's crown.
就是那些一切渴慕神显现的都要得到这样子的冠冕。
So hopefully that includes all of us.
希望呢这包括我们所有的人。
If you are confident that God will reward you for your righteousness and you are longing for Jesus to return, then you have a motive to finish strong with your life.
如果你知道神在天堂里给你有奖赏，而且你渴慕神的再来的话，那你就会激励你可以竭力来为主做工。
But what is the crown that we will receive when we for our righteous deeds?
当我们做一些就是来忠心服侍神的时候，我们是得到什么样子的？冠冕。
Let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians 2:19.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十九节这样说。
For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when He comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy.
我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
According to this verse, one of the greatest rewards in heaven will be the presence of the people who he helped bring to Jesus.
这里我们看到呢，这个在天上的冠冕，就是当我们可以跟把我们一起引到神面前的人在一起。
Can you imagine the joy that we're going to experience when we're in heaven and somebody comes up to us and says, like, thank you so much for telling me about Jesus because I'm here because of you.
你可以想象吗？当你在天堂的时候，有人过来跟你说，非常感谢你把我引到神面前。
But the final phrase in 2 Timothy 4:8 probably gives us insight to the best thing about being in heaven.
在提摩太后书四章八节呢，可以告诉我们在天堂里面的情况。
All who have longed for his appearing.
就是这些爱慕他的人。
The word long is actually agapeo, which you may recognize as the Greek word for love.
这个渴慕呢，就是在希腊文里面所说的 agape 的爱。
Love is its own reward.
爱就是他的奖赏。
Imagine a young woman waiting for her wedding day.
你可以想象一个年轻的女子，她要盼望她结婚的日子吗？
What does she desire the most?
她最想的是什么？
The wedding presents?
是结婚的礼物吗？
The improvement in her living standards?
还是她的生活水平要提高的这个渴望吗？
Perhaps the wedding cake?
或者说她这个结婚的蛋糕？
Hopefully it's none of those things.
希望不是这些。
Hopefully, the greatest thing about being married is her lover's presence.
希望他的渴慕的就是要跟他所爱的人生活在一起。
Hopefully, that's the case for us too.
希望这也是我们想要的。
Do you love the appearing of Jesus?
你是不是渴慕神的显现？
Are you waiting for Jesus to come and take you back?
你是不是等着耶稣把你带走？
If you are, then you have the third trait of a person who's finished strong.
如果你是的话，那你就有了第三个这样一个特性呢，可以是一个得胜基督徒的特性。
I'd like to finish my message with a story about a young man who finished strong.
我想结束我的信息的时候呢，给大家讲一个年轻人。
Back in 1904, he graduated from a high school in Chicago, Illinois, and his name was William Borden.
在1904年呢，他在芝加哥的一个高中毕业呢，他的名字叫 William Borden。
He was the heir to the Borden Dairy fortune, and he was already a millionaire.
他是那个 Borden 乳品之业的继承人他已经是一个百万富翁。
For his high school graduation gift, he got a cruise all around the world.
作为高中毕业的礼物呢，他得到是坐轮船呢去环游世界。
So he traveled through Asia, the Middle East, and Europe.
所以呢，他就到了亚洲、中东以及到了欧洲。
He started to feel an incredible burden for millions of unsaved people that he saw.
他看到那些那么多没有得救的人，他觉得心里非常的沉重。
So he wrote back to his mother, Mom.I believe that God is calling me to be a missionary.
所以呢，他就写信给他的妈妈说，他说我觉得神要呼召我来服侍他。
His parents were not very excited about that because they wanted him to run their family business.
他的父母当然不是很高兴，因为他们盼望着他来掌管家族企业。
When he finished.His cruise, he spent the next 4 years at Yale University to prepare himself to go to the mission field.
当他旅游回来以后呢，他就在耶鲁大学呢学习了4年来预备他在将来服侍神的事工上。
And while he was in Yale, he gave all of his fortune away.
当他在耶鲁大学的时候，他就把他所有的钱财都奉献出去。
And he wrote 2 words inside the back cover of his Bible, which were no reserves.
他在他的圣经的圣经的首页上写到说没有保留。
In other words, he had given away all of his financial reserves, and he would completely trust in Jesus to supply his needs.
就是他要把他所有的金钱呢都奉献出去，他知道神会供应他。
When Borden graduated from Yale, he studied 3 more years at seminary.
当 Borden 从耶鲁毕业以后呢，他又在神学院读了3年。
When he graduated from seminary, he told his parents that God had called him to be a missionary to an unreached people group of Muslims in northern China.
当他毕业的时候，他告诉他父母说，神呼召他，让他去在 北边的中国的在中国的穆斯林的一个群体来去服侍他们。
He told him he would be leaving soon.
他告诉他们，他马上就要去了。
His father was sick and very near death.
他的父亲病得很重。
So his family pleaded with him to stay so that he could take over his father's business.
所以他的家人呢都恳求他要留下来，让他来管理他的 家族的事业。
They promised him all the money that he could ever want and the power to run the entire business.
他们向他承诺说，家族的所有的钱都是他的，而且他的权利也都是他的。
But Borden replied, "I can't do it. My life is committed now."
但是他说我不能这样做，我现在已经委身，我的生命已经委身了。
Then he opened the back cover of his Bible and under the words "No reserves," he wrote two more words, "No retreat."
后来他又在他的书的封页上写到说没有保留也没有退后。
So he sailed off to China.
后来呢他就坐船去中国了。
And on his way, he stopped in Egypt to study Arabic so that he could speak with the Muslims in China.
在他路上呢，他在埃及停下来，他在那里学习阿拉伯文，希望他可以跟那里的穆斯林人可以有交通交流。
And while he was in Egypt, he contracted cerebral meningitis.
当他在埃及的时候，不幸的时候，他得了脑膜炎。
And then he died within a month.
他一个月之内就死了。
He had given up his fortune as the president of Borden Dairies so that he could become a missionary.
他放弃了他作为 Borden 的这个总裁，这样他就可以为神来服侍神。
But he never made it to China.
但是他从来没有能够到达中国。
7 years of preparation.
他准备了，为这准备了七年。
7 years of sacrifice.
他也奉献了七年。
And when he had died, he was only 25 years old.
他死的时候，他只有25岁。
Before William Borden died, he wrote two more words inside the back cover of his Bible.
当他去世以前呢，他在他的圣经的封页上也写了另外两个字。
Under the words,No reserves and no retreat, he wrote, no regret.
毫无保留，不退步，不退后，也没有遗憾。
Some people would say that his life was wasted because he could have been a millionaire and died after a good long life.
很多人会说他的生命是太浪费了，否则的话他会有一个很好的生活，而且是一个百万富翁。
But William...Borden died without any regret because he had finished strong.
但是 William Borden 呢，他没有任何遗憾的没有任何遗憾的死去，因为他最后得胜了。
He's willing to die for Christ.
他愿意为神而死。
He had given his best for Christ.
他把他最好的都献给了神。
And he was confident of his great reward in Christ.
而且他非常的坚信他在神里面有奖赏。
How about you?
那你是怎么样呢？
Will you finish strong?
你愿意最后得胜吗？
Will you live a life of no reserves, no retreat, and no regret?
你愿意过这样一个毫无保留不后退也不后悔的这样一个生活吗？